Welcome to the Productive Business Podcast. I'm Nora Conrad, your host. In these podcasts, we talk about all the tools that you need to get more organized, to develop yourself, and how to run your business a little smoother. All those things tie into a more productive business and more time for the important things in life. Let's get into the show. All right, you guys, if you did not know, I consider myself a morning person. I wake up at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. I typically sleep in on the weekends, but because my puppy is used to waking up bright and early with me, we're usually awake by 7, at the latest 8. Now, I like waking up early because I can get some of my hardest tasks done early in the day before anyone else wakes up and, you know, the distractions begin. The beginning of the day is just quiet and it's easy to work. And one of the first things that I do every single day, no matter what time I wake up, is I make my bed. Now, this might sound a little weird, but hear me out on it. In a commencement speech at the University of Texas in 2014, William McRaven, a U.S. Navy admiral, shared one of his biggest tips to success is making the bed every morning. And he explained that by making your bed every day, you're accomplishing just one small, simple task that provides a sense of pride and accomplishment. And no matter how small that pride is, it is the first step to a productive day. So I want to talk about this a little bit. Making your bed does a few amazing things that I'll run through. But this podcast just isn't about making your bed. This is about productivity and discipline. And discipline is one of the main ingredients to a productive day. Discipline is one of the most important things that you can learn and use in your business and just in everyday life. Discipline is the stuff that makes a college dropout into a successful millionaire. Discipline is the difference between a college football player and an NFL player. Discipline is what takes you from average to successful, and discipline is grown through small decisions. Every habit that you develop, every single choice that you make every day, and every task that you complete can either grow your discipline or fight against it. And making your bed is a small, easy, and very quick step to building discipline and making every day just a little more productive. Now, making your bed also is just a good thing. So let's talk about three things that you should just be making your bed for, whether you are interested in discipline or not. Number one, making your bed makes it easier to not crawl back into it. If you're trying to wake up early and be productive in the mornings, it's a lot easier to kind of get going when your bed is clean and you are dressed. If you're still in your pajamas and your bed is unmade, it is very easy to crawl back in there and just go back to sleep. So that's one of the first things I do after making my bed is get dressed. Make your bed, get dressed. It's just a step to being a little more clean and feeling like you're a little more successful in the morning. Number two, in the book, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, I believe is the way you pronounce it, he says, quote, making your bed every morning is correlated with better productivity, a greater sense of well-being, and stronger skills at sticking with a budget, end quote. You guys, making your bed makes you better with a budget. Your bed being made will not magically bring you more customers or fix your bank account, but it does lead to better habits in your life, and it's because it is teaching you discipline. Discipline is very easily learned, you guys. Our mind has to be tricked into it, though. You know, we are strange creatures. We are very in the moment. We want immediate satisfaction, and discipline is all about delayed satisfaction. So when you delay your need to go back to bed and you make your bed instead, that's just triggering a little thing in your mind that tells you that you are in control and that your brain isn't going to tell you what to do. Number three, making the bed actually keeps the dust, hair, and all those other allergens away from your sheets, you know, where your face is at night. A bed that's made also helps your room look cleaner. The rest of your room could be spotless, but if your bed is unmade, it makes your room look half finished. Making your bed, even if the rest of your room is cluttered, just makes your living space look a little more put together. Plus, you never know when there's going to be someone stopping by. You might have someone that needs to stop in and say hello, and just having your unmade bed just makes it look like you're messy and cluttered. It's a really simple step just to keeping your house looking a little cleaner. Now, personally, I wake up, I go and start my Keurig, and I just take one quick minute to make the bed. By the time the coffee is done, I'm already sitting at my table, ready to start my miracle morning routine. By the way, I think I'm going to do some more episodes about miracle mornings and waking up early because I am a huge fan of this morning routine. I've been using it for a few weeks now, and I just don't think I'm ever going to go back. So if that's something that interests you, let me know. You can always leave me comments or questions at hello@noraconrad.com. Or, of course, you can head to the blog, noraconrad/podcasts, and that will take you to the blog where you can comment on it. Now, I'm actually going to end this episode. It's nice and short, but I'm going to end it with a book recommendation. Now, I am a huge fan of books. This year, I've been reading a book a week, technically listening to a book a week. I love Audible, so you get the idea. I was reading books. And this week, I want to recommend that you read The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Duhigg? Doug? Dig? I'm totally butchering his last name, you guys. I will leave it in the show notes on the blog, though. Basically, it's just an incredible book, and it's a really good way for you to learn a little more about habits and how to start building better habits. If the idea of working on your discipline and developing habits that make your life better interest you, this is a really good book to kind of get you into that, discipline, I don't know, that section or that topic of life. The Power of Habit just really digs into why we do what we do and how you can kind of trick your brain into making better choices. So it's a really great read. I think I'm going to start recommending books on these podcasts because I love reading and there's just so many good business books out there. And I really want to share them with you all. All right, you guys, that's it. Nice, short, and sweet. I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Productive Business Podcast with me, Nora Conrad. You can find all of the podcast notes, plus all of our last podcasts, at the website at noraconrad.com/podcast. And if you have any questions or feedback from the show, you can always email me at hello@noraconrad.com. Have a great day, everyone.